Unit 4. Reading 1. Page 50.
Changing a traditional way of life. Until recently, most people in China were farmers. Farming was the traditional way of life for Chinese people. Life was hard. Farmers did hard physical work. Each boy assumed he would be a farmer when he grew up. And each girl assumed she would become the wife of a farmer in the community. When the boys and girls grew up and got married, their lives were clearly defined. The man took care of the farm, and the wife took care of the home. Their aging parents lived with them because that was the tradition. In the last 50 years, several factors have caused young adults to leave the farms. They are seeking jobs in a city. As a consequence, the traditional way of life in China is changing. Why young adults moved to cities. Television was one factor that drew young adults to the cities. Television showed young Chinese men and women how other people lived. They saw many ways to earn money in a city. City jobs seemed physically easier than farming. Money was another factor that drew young adults to the cities. Farming provided sufficient food to eat. Farming did not provide sufficient money to buy computers or cell phones. The young adults wanted money to buy modern things. Money from a city job helped them buy these things. They were also able to send money home. The money assisted their aging parents. The economic goals of the Chinese government were another factor. Government leaders believed that China could not define itself as a modern nation if many people were poor and lived on farms. As a result, the government created a plan. The government would assist 300 to 500 million people to move from farms to cities by 2020. Many young adults were happy to leave the farm and move to a city. A changing way of life. Soon the Chinese economy was growing. Factories in the cities offered low-paying jobs to the new workers. But the factory workers still earned more money than farmers earned. The products made in the factories were shipped to other countries. This brought money into the Chinese economy. As more people moved to cities, new jobs were created. More housing was needed. Workers were hired to build new apartments. Stores sought workers to assist with their growing businesses. Workers were also hired to build bridges and railroads for the growing cities. China expects that by 2020, nearly 60% of its people will be living in cities. Some of these will be new cities. They will be built near the farming areas. Land near the farming areas is cheaper to buy than land in a city. Consequently, factories will cost less to build there. Many workers will move to the new cities. However, some workers will be able to live in their old farm communities. They will ride a bus each day to their city jobs. China is an example of a changing nation. It is changing from a traditional way of life to a modern industrial way of life.